Welcome to Blog Scripts from GospelLifeLearning.com. This is Sherry Peavy, your host, and this is the place where you will find Jesus-focused teachings to help you draw closer to the heart of God. What do you need strength for today? Or what do you need strength for to get through this week? If you need strength from the Holy Spirit, what would you need the strength for right now? How would you pray about this? That's the question I asked myself this week, especially after reading and breaking apart a passage in Ephesians 3. It's Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. It is 5 verses long, but it is all one sentence. So I'm going to read it all the way through first, and then I'm going to kind of parse it down to just the main interlinking phrases and just the main connecting ideas that come out of this very long sentence. And this is it, starting with Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Oh, there is so much packed into that one sentence. So let's start with the first part of this massive sentence. And when you break it down and pull out the main interlinking ideas, this is what it says. For this reason, this is Paul praying for the members of the church in Ephesians, by the way. So here we go. Starting the main interlinking concepts in verses 14 through 17 are these. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. So he's praying. Why is he praying? So that he, the Father, would grant you strength by the Holy Spirit. Okay, but strength for what? Then it goes on to say, so that Christ may dwell in your heart, so you will be rooted and grounded in love. So this verse gives us an example of how Paul prayed, and he prayed for God to strengthen him through his Spirit for the purpose of being rooted and grounded in love, in Christ's love. Wow. I admit, I haven't prayed for that kind of strength before, have you? Dear Father, give me the strength today to be rooted and grounded in love. I might be more likely to say, please give me the strength to withstand what I'm going to face today, or please give me the energy just to make it through all my checkoff lists and to-do lists, and to please give me the ability to make it through my day so that when I can go home at 4 o'clock, I can get some rest. I'll be honest, that's what I tend to pray, but to pray to be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, to be rooted and grounded in love. And then I started thinking and imagining, what if I did start praying that each morning? What if instead of praying my more typical prayers, I started each morning praying for God to strengthen me so that I may be rooted and grounded in love throughout the day? if I prayed that way, how would my attitude change? Would I be less flustered with dealing with those difficult people at work? Would I have more compassion for others, both at work and at home? Would I have more patience with the people and students I work with if I asked God each morning to strengthen me to be rooted and grounded in love? Would I use kinder words and less potentially hurtful sarcasm at home? Would praying a daily prayer for that kind of strength, the strength to love, would that perhaps just change everything throughout my day? I think it would. So if you know me, you know what I'm going to do next, right? Yes, that's right. I'm going to test this out. For the next 2 weeks, I am going to pray this prayer each morning, a prayer that requests strength from the Holy Spirit to be able to be rooted and grounded in love throughout the day. And I'm going to keep a journal about how the day goes. Do you want to try this 2-week test out with me? Let's do it. Finally, to close this out, let's also look at what we receive when we ask for the strength to love. The rest of the main phrases of Ephesians 3 and 17 through 18 tell us that when we are rooted and grounded in love, when we pray to be strengthened in this way, that we will understand and experience two main things. Listen to this. It says, first, when we pray this way, we will be able to comprehend the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge, and we will be filled up with the fullness of God. So do you notice there's kind of a self-feeding loop in a positive way that happens when we start to pray this way? First, we pray to God, asking Him to strengthen us in our ability to be rooted and grounded in love. And then we are able to comprehend Christ's love and also be filled up with the fullness of God. Again, it's like a self-repeating build-up loop that builds up in a positive way. It comes down simply to this. Ask God to help you become strengthened in your ability to be rooted and grounded in love, and then you will understand Christ's love and you will experience God's fullness. I don't know about you, but I like those God experiences. And now I know that by praying to be strengthened in my ability to love, that this will lead to having greater understanding and greater experience of God. Oh, that excites me. And now I know this, and now you know it too. So stop and pray and meditate on this right now. Pray that God, through His Spirit, will strengthen you and your ability to love from the roots up or from your innermost being to the world around you. Thank you for listening. You may find free and additional resources at gospellifelearning.com, including this podcast for re-listening or its transcript for reading. You may also find free downloadable journal and study pages to help you draw closer to God with each teaching episode. You can find Gospel Life Learning on Facebook and Instagram with the username Gospel Life Learning. If you have benefited from this free content, we ask that you consider supporting this ministry by sharing the website or the podcast with your friends. Together, we can offer encouragement and support for many in finding the heart of God for our lives.